You know how we're always told our health starts in the gut? Well, for women, so much actually starts with our hormones. And when your hormone levels aren't where they should be, you feel it everywhere. Your energy, your mood, the way your digestion feels, your clarity, and even how your body manages weight. So as we head into the new year, imagine giving your body a reset, supporting it in maintaining optimal hormone levels with something that blends the power of herbal, nature-inspired ingredients and real science. There's a formula called Hormone Harmony that honestly caught my attention because it bridges both worlds beautifully. It was created by an award-winning German nutrition scientist, and it combines 12 powerful adaptogens into one herbal plant-based capsule. Every ingredient is chosen because it's supported by scientific evidence and has been studied across different ages and hormone profiles. So it's not just a herbal vibe, it's genuinely science-backed nature. My favorite combination. This is a company that has a strict zero compromise policy. No GMOs, no artificial fillers or flavors, just herbal, science-supported ingredients in clinically tested amounts. That's why so many women feel like their bodies respond well to it. What makes Hormone Harmony stand out is how it supports multiple hormone pathways at the same time, creating this ripple effect through the body and mind, supporting mood, energy, comfort, and easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. And the social proof is wild. There are over 50,000 reviews from women around the world, and 98% say they'd recommend it to someone they love. That says everything. So this holiday season, give yourself or the women in your life the gift of wellness. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off today. Sneaks in through the back door of your mind. And so here's the thing. The reason it feels familiar is because you've been intuitive your whole life. You've been picking up on the tiny energetic cues and subtle patterns and little shifts in the air without even realizing that you're doing it. You're reading timelines without trying. You're sensing energy before your mind catches up. You're predicting things, not because you want to, but because you can. Everyone has instincts, but intuitive people, especially those who are very tapped in, have this quiet inner radar that is always scanning and always noticing, always connecting the dots before your conscious mind even wakes up. Hello, hello, magical friends. Yo, me's. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And welcome to Freaky Friday, though I'd say this one's not so freaky. It's something that I just want to talk about, as I know many of us experience this, and I feel like we're happy to admit it out loud. And honestly, I don't even think that we always realize how often we brush it off, though. So I want us to really pay attention, because I think that a lot of us have this ability. It's those moments where you're like, oh, hey, maybe I'm kind of sort of a bit psychic. But then, you know, some people will dismiss it because it's not dramatic enough to make it count. And if that happens to be you, I want you to listen to this as I want to acknowledge the psychic in you. If you ever get that weird feeling about a situation and later you end up finding out why you had a weird feeling, there was nothing really super overtly pointing in the direction that something was going to happen or something bad was going to happen in that situation, but you just had a feeling. And then later it's revealed why you had that feeling, because something happened. Oh, well, there's that. Or maybe you have a dream that ends up matching something in real life. Maybe your body reacts before you can explain why. We all have these moments, and most people just, they might laugh it off as a coincidence, but they're not always coincidences, right? What if these are actually small signs, like quiet little breadcrumbs that you're way more intuitive than you think you are. Not in a I can see the future type of way, right? I mean, sure, maybe you have that as well, which is pretty cool. But I mean, in a very just everyday magic kind of way. That kind that shows up in whispers and nudges and sensations and random clarity at 2 a.m. And if you're listening to this podcast, then I'm sure that you've had at least one moment like that the past week or just in your life, you know, where you thought, okay, how did I know that? That was weirdly accurate. I felt that before it happened. So let's explore that. I want to show you that your intuition is strong and it's something that you likely already use, but maybe it's worth acknowledging it even more and going deeper. Even if you've ever been taught to override your gut with logic or politeness or fear of being wrong, now we're going to drop into a few signs and stories that might make you realize, oh, hey, wait, I do this. I've always done this. I do have a psychic ability in some way. And maybe you'll just walk away from this episode trusting yourself and your abilities a little more. All right, romanticy lovers, you're going to want to listen to this because the epic conclusion to the viral Book Talk romanticy series is finally here. Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick. And this finale absolutely delivers. I picked it up over the weekend and was completely pulled into the chaos. It moves fast and hits hard emotionally, especially as the heroine navigates her anxiety and depression and in such a real way, real and grounded way. And if you love fae and dragons, vampires, witches, shifters, and the children of gods, plus that Crescent City style blend of magic and modern technology, then this world will be your next obsession. It feels like ours with smartphones and cars, but woven with everyday wild magic. And so this is book 4 of the Legacy series. So it's not the place to start, but all 4 books are on sale now, and the full set makes an amazing gift for anyone who devours Book Talk romanticy favorites, deep world building, and tropes like fated mates, morally gray characters, meddling gods, and high emotional stakes. You can find Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. Ever since I started juggling what basically feels like 2 full-time jobs, real estate and podcasting, I have to say that my mornings have completely changed. I need rituals that actually support my brain instead of drain it. So I finally tried something new in my morning ritual and I am in love. I'm obsessed. It's called Everyday Dose. And it is coffee with benefits. So I had to bring this to you because I, as you know, love coffee, but I have no intention to replace it. So I still want my delicious coffee that I love, but enhance it with really powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics. And the nootropics help my brain feel, honestly, I believe, clearer and calmer and way more focused. And so picture the same cozy morning coffee moment, but with clean, sustained energy, no crash, no jitters, which for me is everything. And it takes 30 seconds. You mix, sip, done. My brain and my gut have not been happier with a coffee routine in a long time. So Everyday Dose combines high quality coffee with functional mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you that clean, steady energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee. It's just coffee. Plus benefits. Right now, get 61% off your first Coffee Plus starter kit, free peppermint mocha creamer plus for the holidays, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. So let's get into it. One of the first signs that you're more intuitive than you realize is what I call the knowing without knowing. And you've definitely had this, right? Everyone has had this, but intuitive people who are very intuitive have it a lot, especially those who have tapped into it so strongly and they're very confident in their intuitive abilities, they'll have it all the time. And they notice it even if they pretend that they don't. So it's that moment where your brain is like, hey, that's interesting. But your body is like, no, girl, you knew. Like, when you think about someone randomly, not someone you talk to every day, but someone you haven't thought about in months, and then they text you and you're like, oh yeah, that's weird. Some people might just brush it off, but internally you're like, okay, that's weird. How did they know? How did I know? Or when you're standing in line at a coffee shop and suddenly you think, hey, I bet they're out of that thing I want. And they are. You didn't see anything. There wasn't a pattern of it. No one said anything. You just knew. Or when you're on your way to meet someone and out of nowhere, you think they're not going to show. And then 2 minutes later, they have their excuse. You already felt it in your body. You already knew it in your gut. They weren't going to show. And these moments don't come with fireworks, right? Or dramatic sound effects. They're just so quiet and you could miss them if you're not paying attention enough. Like, you remembered you had that thought, that feeling. That's your psychic sense warming up in the background. Like, hey, we are here. We're this little engine guiding you around. So what's funny is that people dismiss those moments because they seem maybe like they're too small or too ordinary. And we expect intuition to look like this big cinematic download or a vision or some dramatic mystical moment. When in reality, it's very subtle. Intuition is subtle and it feels familiar and it feels like your own thoughts and it sneaks in through the back door of your mind. And so here's the thing. The reason it feels familiar is because you've been intuitive your whole life. You've been picking up on the tiny energetic cues and subtle patterns and little shifts in the air without even realizing that you're doing it. You're reading timelines without trying. You're sensing energy before your mind catches up. You're predicting things, not because you want to, but because you can. Everyone has instincts, but intuitive people, especially those who are very tapped in, have this quiet inner radar that is always scanning and always noticing, always connecting the dots before your conscious mind even wakes up. So if you've ever had a moment where something in you just knew before anything else did, even if it was small or even if you left it off, that was not an accident. That was your intuition tapping you on the shoulder saying, hey, you, you're more connected than you think and you have a lot of answers within you. So another sign, honestly, one of the clearest too, is that when your body reacts before your brain does, or before your brain has any idea of what's going on, this happens to intuitive people constantly. Your body is like this little oracle that's been with you your entire life, whispering, pay attention, before your mind even understands what it's really reacting to. So think about those times when you've met someone new and instantly you felt something in your body. It's not dramatic or anything. It's just like, oh, no, danger. And maybe it's like a tiny clench or a warmth or a sinking feeling or even a rush of calm. And you can't explain it, but something in your body responds before the person even opens their mouth. And then weeks later or months later, the truth comes out and you're like, oh yeah, okay, I had felt that. My radar was spot on with you. Or have you ever walked into a room and immediately known what happened before anyone said anything? Like the air tells you or the energy tells you. And so your shoulders tense or maybe your breath changes, your chest softens. Your body reads the space faster than your eyes do. Or you're on your way somewhere, maybe to an event or a meeting or a date. And out of nowhere, your body goes, something is off. I have no reason to think this, but something is off. And this is not fear and it's not anxiety. It's a quiet constriction, a subtle no. And if you ignore it, well, you'll find out why later, right? So your body is basically the first responder to your intuition for many people, and it notices patterns that your mind hasn't pieced together yet. It picks up on micro expressions, tone shifts, energy changes, all the things you're not consciously analyzing, and it delivers that information as sensation. So we talk a lot about trusting your gut, right? But what people don't realize is that your gut is literally wired with its own nervous system, which is your second brain. And intuitive people, they feel it. They'll feel it sometimes too much. Even moments of sudden clarity start in the body. You'll be thinking about a decision and your whole system just relaxes around one option or tightens around another. Or you can practically feel the yes or the no before you intellectually understand it. And it doesn't have to be mystical. No, this is ancient. This is survival-based wisdom. This is your intuition speaking in its native language. So if you've ever said, I don't know why, but something feels off, or I can't explain it, but I just know this is right for me. This is intuition, and it's not dramatic, and it's not loud, and it's not even trying to convince you. It's just telling you the truth before your brain catches up. So much of being intuitive is learning to stop gaslighting your body, because your body has been your guide all along. You just weren't taught to trust it, right? Okay, so now let's talk about the most magical sign of all, the one intuitive people almost never give themselves credit for. It's those moments when clarity just drops in out of nowhere for no logical reason. You're not journaling, you're not meditating, you're not asking your guides for anything or asking them anything at all. You're literally just shampooing your hair, or you're driving to Trader Joe's, and suddenly, boom, you know something. It happens in the most liminal little in-between spaces where your mind finally loosens its grip. The shower, the car, folding laundry, walking your dog, just existing, not even trying. And that's usually when intuition slips through the cracks, when your brain gets quiet enough for the truth to speak. You know those moments when you've been overthinking something for days, or maybe a decision, a relationship, a direction, whatever it is. And then suddenly while you're doing something completely random and unspiritual, like unloading the dishwasher, the answer just drops into your body like this. This is the next step. This is what you're afraid to see. This is where you're supposed to go. And it's so clear. It's so clean and so obvious that you almost feel ridiculous for struggling with it 5 minutes earlier. And it's like someone turned the fog lights on in your brain. What people don't realize is that this is intuition in its purest form. Downloads aren't dramatic visions. They're clarity. They're truth with no static on it. Intuition doesn't come from effort. It comes from spaciousness. You create even a millimeter of space in your mind, and suddenly the deeper part of you goes, oh good, oh good, she's listening, and drops the answer that you've been circling around for weeks. The most intuitive people I know don't sit around asking the universe for signs all day. Their intuition just talks to them as they're living their life, and they're open enough for it. A little tuned in, a little sensitive, a little receptive. And here's the part that no one tells you. If you've ever had a moment of clarity that feels like it didn't come from your thinking, or a knowing that's just too quick or too clean, too peaceful to be your anxiety, that's a psychic moment. That was your intuition speaking up and saying, here, this is your truth that you've been trying to think your way into. You didn't figure it out. You didn't logic your way there. You received it. And intuitive people, they receive these little drops of clarity all the time. Sometimes people just forget to call it intuition. So if anything in this episode felt familiar, or if you've had a knowing or a body reaction or a download that arrived out of nowhere, just take a moment and let that land. Because that wasn't you being dramatic or imaginative or too sensitive. That was your intuition. That was your inner guidance system doing exactly what it was designed to do. The truth is, you don't have to be intuitive. You already are. You you always have been. You've just learned to downplay it because the world tells us intuition only counts when it's loud or mystical or validated by someone else. But your intuition is subtle and it's quiet. It's woven into the most ordinary moments of your day. And once you start noticing it, like really, really noticing it, you begin to trust yourself in a way that feels different, deeper, calmer, more certain. Not because you have all the answers, but because you recognize the voice inside you that does. So as you move through the rest of your day or your weekend or your week, just pay attention to those tiny nudges, those small sensations, those random spark moments of clarity. They're not random at all. They're you, your magic, your guidance, your inner knowing speaking fluently. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. And thank you as always for being here with me on this fun, freaky Friday. This one was more tailored for you and your intuition specifically because I felt that this was the direction I needed to go for this freaky Friday. Thank you for exploring this part of ourselves that connects us to ourselves and the world in ways that we don't always have a language for, right? Anyway, connect with me on Substack and Instagram at Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. And make sure to tune in Monday morning for a very soulful Magic Monday. I have something beautiful planned and heartfelt and soulful, and I cannot wait to drop in together again. So with all that being said, thank you for listening and thank you for your magic.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code SHAKE for 15% off.